Hello, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke. I'm a singer-songwriter from Australia, and you're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit.
Our astrology will prove my love, it's true. I'll never get enough of you. Endless as a desert sky, my hunger for the fire that gathers in your eyes. Shines, shining in the light. Shines, shining in the light.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Good morning and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. What did you do last Friday, Big JD? Did you go wait in line at an Apple store for an iPhone 4S?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No. So, neither did you. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to wait in line anymore.
Well, you never had to wait in line, no, but it's part of
But you have.
It's one of the funnest lines you can stand in.
Well, of course. Do you remember? We've been in lines before like that.
Yeah, for sure.
At an Apple store. Do you remember what?
Do you remember standing in line for concert tickets?
Yes. I remember standing in line for concert tickets and concerts and the restroom at the concert.
Oh, yeah. Restrooms at the concert.
That sucked.
Yeah, it's not... I don't know what it is. It's not designed for that many people drinking that much.
And you know what? There was a gap where I had not gone to a concert in a long time. And then I went to a concert and had to use the restroom. And it was pathetic waiting in a line that long.
Just as bad as it ever was.
Yeah, but I didn't remember from back then.
Of course not.
How horrible it was.
You were wasted back then, weren't you?
No.
Big JD's clean living guy.
Clean cut.
Yeah.
What a beautiful morning.
It is. It's a great morning.
Let me stretch here a little bit. A little yawn. Interns. Yep. Oh, coffee. Oh, great. Yeah, just put them right there. Okay, good. Nice.
I am the co-host and intern.
Yeah.
I'll get you coffee for you.
So am I.
Mr. Big JD.
I'll grab yours.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Please don't.
Whoa. Back that bus up.
I won't grab yours.
So what's going on? You were away for the weekend, was it?
I went away last week. I went up to the Coldwater, Ontario area, and then we went to the Cranberry Festival.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In Bala, Ontario.
Bala.
It's on some body of water, and the famous
body of water, right?
And there's a place there, a famous beach house, I guess it would be called, but it was like where Axe played, and it's been there for centuries. No, it's been there for decades. I think it was there like after the war, before the war. It's like an old building, and it would go up in a big hurry if it was on fire. That's for sure. It's just made out of wood for the most part,
right?
And so I know a lot of every famous band like ever played, they played at the Key in the summertime. It's just like a happening little beach town, and it's rocking. So we went there for the Cranberry Festival. It was raining unbelievably hard, but I finally got to see how cranberries are grown. Drank some cranberry wine. It sucked. And learned how to make everything you can possibly think of with cranberries, because cranberries aren't good to snack on. You go to an apple or an apple festival.
They're a sour
Sour tart.
They're good for you, though.
Cranberries are good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did I do? I buried my grandmother.
Sorry to hear that.
Goldie Golden passed away. Well, now it's last week on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Same night we played at the casino.
And she was?
Did two shows that day. She was 91 years old.
Lived a beautiful, healthy, long life.
Did live a good, long life.
Had some impact on your life and the way that you saw things, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were a lot alike. Does that mean I lived to 91?
Probably.
I couldn't imagine being 91.
Was she in relatively good health before she went into the hospital?
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty good. She fell, broke her hip and her arm, and from there it was all downhill.
That's all it takes when you're that age, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas, you're pretty deathly right now. What are you, 29?
Yeah. I just wheel in here.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the CJAM radio newsroom.
Beautiful place it is.
You want to shut that door back there? Yeah, thank you.
The intern, he's busy this morning.
Get your own door.
Get your own door. That's what he said. You want to do some local news first, or would you like to go
Yeah, now? Give us a piece of local news.
Well, a Windsor man whose e-bike was stolen last week has a new set of wheels thanks to a Bell River couple. Those people in Bell River, they're awfully nice.
Aren't they?
If you might have read this or heard it on the radio, that Jerry Ellis, who was 49, had his two-week-old e-bike stolen from his sister's house in Amherstburg last Wednesday. But when the Doopy roofing truck with the burgundy Geo e-bike came into view Sunday afternoon, Ellis said he had an overwhelming sense of gratitude. My heart was going pitter-patter, pitter-patter, he said. I don't know if you have an anxiety attack or what, but I'm just so touched by their kindness. The Bell River couple, who wished to remain anonymous, donated the electric scooter to Ellis after reading about his plight in Friday's Windsor Star. A laid-off tool and die worker with a lapsed driver's license, Ellis withdrew money from his RSP to buy the new e-bikes. These e-bikes are everywhere, and there's a new dealership there on Walker Road.
Oh, they're everywhere, all right.
Yeah.
Do you find them, way, most of the time.
Do you find them to be a nuisance?
Sometimes.
If they're not in the bike lane.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You don't agree with bike lanes in Windsor?
I do agree with bike lanes in Windsor, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's great. I don't know. It's just weird. I guess I just want one really badly.
It's weird. Until
you
I get
know how much
one,
it
I'm
costs
gonna...
me for gas in my bike now? How much it's crazy. I used to put like $10, $12 tops in there because I got to use the best fuel.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it costs more money. But now, because of gas prices, it costs like at least double. It's crazy. These guys are riding around free, no insurance. Do they even need a helmet? I've seen some of them riding around without a helmet on.
No, I don't think you need a helmet. It's just like a bike. If you're 16 and younger, you need a helmet, yeah.
Okay. Is it 16 or 18?
I think it's 16. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty
Must
positive.
Be nice.
Pretty positive it is 16.
Cheap transportation.
Cheap transportation.
Cheap travel around.
And it's not bad for the environment.
It's no,
not,
that's
not
true.
Not necessarily healthy either. It's not like riding an actual bike and getting some exercise.
Well, of course, yeah.
But it's not bad. There's nothing bad about
Definitely
it.
Definitely convenient for somebody that doesn't actually drive.
Especially in the city. I live out in the county. I don't have any use for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I lived in the city, I would definitely...
By the time you made it to anywhere civilized, the battery would die.
The battery would be dead, and I'd have to plug in and stay overnight.
Yeah. This is local, too, because I don't know how many people know that Gene Simmons lives next door to me. No, I'm just kidding. Gene Simmons married.
This is the Jewish block of Glenn Garda Studios over here.
That's right. Can't wait for my Hanukkah gift from Gene.
Hanukkah.
So he's married now.
She wins.
I didn't think I'd see the day when he actually did that.
I wonder if she just bugged him and bugged him and bugged him and bugged him. Because she's been with him for at least 20 years.
A long
right?
time, yeah. 62 years old he is, and she's 54. And they run around like a young little couple.
Sure. They're having fun, obviously. They got tons of money, and Jane's just a crazy guy. And obviously, she's... For 54, she's hot.
That must just be a life of fun. A life of Riley.
It's somewhat of a fairy tale life if on the really eccentric side.
Right.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Dead skunks.
He's got dead skunks.
There is an issue with the alley behind Queen Street here in Windsor. Somebody is constantly dumping corpses of dead skunks in the alley behind Queen Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so people can't even go outside or, you know, have open their windows or nothing. It's just a bad scene all around. The one woman who was quoted in the Windsor Star again, Carolyn Taylor, she said that since April, more than 20 skunks and several opossums have been dumped in the alley behind her Queen Street home. She says it's gross, and why do you have to clean up the alley every week? She's called 311, called the police, and nobody is doing anything.
Well, why would they?
That's city life. You got the possums. They're the worst varmint there is, I think. Or besides raccoons. Raccoons are bad, too.
Oh, skunks are bad.
Skunks are bad if you have grubs in your yard, because they'll dig up the grubs and you have nothing but holes in your lawn. That's why I'm all for using those small little pebbles in our...
In your what?
Instead of cutting grass, just put pebbles where your lawn would be.
All right, today's topic on the show.
Seasons.
Seasons.
In the sun.
And the wine and the song like
something gone.
Good old Terry Jacks there.
Terry Jacks. He wasn't a one-hit wonder or anything, was he? Actually, he was an English guy, right? He could have had many more hits over.
Sometimes his name, when I his name's mentioned, I think of Mac Davis for some reason. I don't know why. Same era, I guess. Sort of.
Mac Davis. He had some nice hair, that guy.
I don't... Yeah, curly hair, right? Big, I think he looked like thick. The... didn't he look like the father a little bit on Brady Bunch or something? A little bit, or...
Yeah, they were both really good-looking guys, and I'm the Brady Bunch father guy, he was a gay man, was he not?
Oh, yeah, that's right, he was.
Yeah.
So was the guy from Bewitched.
Which, Dick There's York
a show.
Or Dick...
There's a show. What? Dick, what?
Dick York, or it was another Dick. There were two gentlemen whose name was Dick.
Okay, two dicks, we've got that established.
And then you get two gay guys, of course. No, the one guy was straight, and the other dick was...
The other dick wasn't straight?
I mentioned the guy's name, and he's... I'm gonna fart, and you're gonna giggle.
It's in the context. Anyway, yeah, the show is not about Terry Jackson, whatever the guy's name is there from Michael Brady. Is it Michael?
Oh, yeah. What causes seasons, Big JD?
I thought you were gonna tell us.
Oh, I can tell you for sure. Seasons result from the yearly revolution of the Earth. We're gonna have a revolution on this Earth. Every
sounds fun.
Four times a year. Yearly revolution of the Earth around the sun, and the tilt of the Earth's axis relative to the plane of the revolution. In temperate and polar regions, the seasons are marked by changes in the intensity of sunlight that reaches the Earth's surface.
That's better.
Variations of which may cause animals to go into hibernation or to migrate and plants to go dormant.
It's definitely interesting stuff.
It is, but there's some places not that far away that do not have seasons.
Right. Stays the same all year, or subtle changes?
Subtle changes. Like I go to San Francisco. I try to go at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And that's one place that does not have seasons per se. If you look at like the graph of what the mean temperature is from January to December, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like the lowest it gets as far as the high temperature of the day, I think the lowest it gets is like 49 or something.
Right.
And then the highest it gets is low 70s, like 72 or something. So that's only like a 20 degree difference. Whereas here in Windsor, Ontario, we could have a 20 degree difference in 2 days. Like it could be 70 one day and it could easily
be the same day, between night and day.
Oh, between night and
morning
day,
and afternoon. Yeah.
So then it's interesting how we really appreciate our seasons here. Some people don't. Some people get the heck out of here.
Right.
In the wintertime. I know my in-laws are leaving this Wednesday, in fact, mm-hmm. to go into Arizona, and it's because he can't handle the cold weather. Just, he hates it. And he has to come back in April because you have to live in Canada for 6 months right. of the year to get your insurance.
Otherwise, they would just stay there all year, wouldn't they?
I think they would. No, not all year, because it gets over 100 and something in the desert, and you can't do
it. Well, true, yeah. It does get hot.
So.
Whether or not it's humid... Heat doesn't make a difference when it's that hot.
I don't think so.
No.
I've never been in the desert when it's been that hot. I've been to Vegas like in August and
I've been to Arizona.
It feels like you're cooking.
Yeah. I've been to Arizona at Christmas time, you know, in December, and it gets really cold. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about our favorite seasons and the fun you can have in various seasons.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. We're talking about seasons this morning.
And we are blessed to have seasons here in the Windsor, Ontario area.
Yeah, I guess. You could look at it that way.
I don't think they have seasons very much in Hawaii either, do they? There's so much water there. The water's always...
I don't think so. Hawaii's nice all year long.
Yeah, and I guess they got a homeless problem there too, because in San Francisco, the worst homeless problem I've ever seen in the whole continental North American area mm-hmm. is San Francisco.
It's a good place to have it though. I mean, if it's nice all year...
It's nice to have all those homeless people?
Well, no. It's if you're going to be homeless, that's the place to be, somewhere where it's nice. I mean, if you lost your house here, wouldn't you just take off to San Francisco, where it's nice all year, sleep on the street?
I think I'd rather go to Hawaii.
Or Hawaii, sure. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
How would you get there, though? If you're homeless, probably don't have much money.
Well, you swim. It's free.
Swimming is free. You just got to have some trunks. Or, you know, you can just go nude, I suppose.
You wouldn't have any trunks. You'd have nothing to put in them.
Swimming shorts.
Oh, okay. So what are some of the fun things that... Well, you have a favorite season?
It's fall.
Is it?
Fall is my favorite season, yeah. Our bodies get climatized to whatever weather is around us for the most part. So when it's hot in the summertime, by the second week of hot weather, we're pretty used to it. But if that hot weather comes like overnight in the springtime, you get one of those heat blasts, we're dying. It's mm-hmm. like we're our bodies sweat more because we're just not used to it. So I think in the fall, we're used to the hot weather. And then when the fall comes, it's like some kind of relief. And you get to wear comfortable clothes. I mean, wearing shorts and T-shirts is nice, but sweating in T-shirts and shorts is another thing altogether. Whereas you can wear a nice pair of jeans and a T-shirt, maybe a sweatshirt. I like wearing those kind of clothes, and it's comfortable.
Yeah. I usually refer to fall as autumn, but I think that's my favorite season. I like the cool weather. Spring is okay as well for that reason. When things start budding, it is nice, but during autumn when the leaves are changing colors and everything, it's
beautiful.
It's nice. Isn't that the time for apples? That time to pick apples, isn't it?
It's the time for a harvest of all kinds.
Right.
Yeah. We have
Thanksgiving and the Horn of Plenty.
Yes, all the stuff is in the Horn of Plenty. What's the other thing? The other word that's associated with that? Cornucopia.
Ooh, very nice.
I love the word cornucopia.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
This week on Morning Music Mayhem, it's Edgar Winter from They Only Come Out at Night. This is Autumn.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about facial recognition.
So this is so you remember who you were talking to before? I have a bad memory with faces.
Do you really? No.
Well, I have a bad memory with names. I recognize a face.
I can usually recognize a face.
I saw this guy in, where was it? It was like a music store or something?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike. Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
And He's not even, his face isn't even ringing a bell. I said, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know who you are. It's Greg. Oh, yeah. I didn't know who Greg was. Anyway, facial recognition software. I hate that feeling. That's the worst one. You don't even remember. He tells you who he is and everything. But facial recognition is a set of software, really. It's been incorporated into a lot of cameras, and it's in a lot of software. I know Google has it on their website, is in their Picasa. Mm-hmm. Their free software you can put your pictures at. Flickr doesn't have it yet, but I know Picasa uses it, and it basically it recognizes two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, mm-hmm. for the most part. But it can recognize the same nose, eyes, and mouth. So you can say this...
It recognizes structure to a degree. And yes, also used a lot and for that purpose in security, for security measures.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. As opposed to photos, and which is really cool. I think that's totally awesome, being able to do that. And so that you can keep track of who your photos are of.
Exactly.
That's great.
So you don't, in some software, you don't have to, you know, look for a picture of Pat. The software has already figured out who Pat is.
Right, you basically train a piece of software like that.
In the beginning, yeah, you always got to train it for sure. And then it'll ask you, I think this is Pat. Is this Pat? And you say yes. And then it goes ahead and tags a bunch of other pictures of Pat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And I would imagine they're using that. And I mean, obviously Apple will use that. But does Microsoft use that at all? Does Microsoft have a
program? I don't know anything about Microsoft other than I know they make Internet Explorer and Office.
That's enough of that.
Yeah. Well, they make a mouse, too. I have a mouse in my bag that I like. Their hardware is nice. And I use a Microsoft keyboard. But as far as their facial recognition software, I'm thinking they have something.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it blows. So anyway, moving back to the seasons.
Yes.
What are some of the fun activities you can do during the seasons? And one of them, I would say, in the summertime is going for ice cream.
There's a famous place out... it's in Ridgetown. It's in North Ridge.
North Ridge, oh yeah. The Dairy Freeze.
Dairy Freeze,
yeah.
And that's like a 10-minute drive from my house.
There's a girl that when I was, my You Talking to Me show here on CJAM, which is now Wednesdays at 4 p.m., was on Mondays at 4:30. And the girl that used to come in doing milk and vodka after me used to work at Dairy Freeze.
A lot of teenagers got their summer jobs at Dairy Freeze, absolutely. And it's open until it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's unbelievable how packed that place gets. Mm-hmm. Like on a Wednesday night in the middle of summer, cars lined up down the road, eat both sides, parking lot packed, big lineup out the...
Yeah, yeah, it's a busy place for sure.
Crazy.
And besides driving for ice cream or going out for coffee or something, I mean, just driving. A lot of people, you know, want something to do in a nice summer day, just go for a drive.
Well,
on autumn day.
They call that the driving season.
There you go.
The summer is the driving season, people.
Not to be confused with a Sunday driver. Meep, 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 meep. Get behind one of those.
I got behind one today.
White Buick.
And it isn't Sunday.
Elderly couple.
And a white Buick. The Sabre.
Wintertime. What do you do in the wintertime?
Ski.
Skiing. Toboggan. Locally. Good toboggan. Can't really ski locally. I mean, you can go to Brighton and Hawley, right?
Or is that that's not really skiing. Little
bunny hills.
They're bunny hills. And that's being generous.
What about autumn? What do you do specifically in a time like that? Well, you can go to the Cranberry Place and you can pick apples and...
Yeah, there's a lot of festivals that happen. A lot of harvest-based festivals happen in autumn. I know out west where my brother lives in autumn, they have cherry festivals and peach festivals. And there's a lot of wine festivals also take place because that's when they're picking the grapes. Picking grapes right now, I know at least one winery. Oh, Coin de Vin out in London. Mm-hmm. I follow them on Facebook, and they tell you what they're doing every day. Like, we picked the, whatever, the Merlot grapes today, and, you know, it's pretty interesting. Cool. Yeah, so there's a lot of festival. This would be festival season, whereas summer is the driving season. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, winter is the hibernation season. But it doesn't have to be. Winter can be tons of fun. Get outside and get active.
Even winter, you just go for a walk in the winter.
You can.
Probably not a lot of people just...
Depending where
bundle up and go for a little walk.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters where you are. Out in the snow, and when it's snowing out, it's nice.
Get your snowshoes on.
Very quiet at night in the wintertime. Seems a lot quieter.
Well, it's because the snow muffles a lot of the sound.
There you go.
Yeah.
Muffles the traffic lights.
Traffic lights do make a lot of noise.
They do.
Lately?
Oh, I know.
Tick, tick, tick,
do
tick.
They really?
Yes.
No.
The newer ones make a ton of noise.
Why would they tick?
It's like, it's for the...
To let you know?
No, it's for
somebody blind?
Blind people, yeah.
Oh, they shouldn't be driving anyway.
No, they're walking across the crosswalks.
Right. So
make sure you watch out for the blind people. I know the light out in front of the Leamington Hospital is incredibly loud. Like, you're 100 feet away, and you can hear the tick, 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 tick.
No, I'm waiting for them to have something inside your car that coincides with lights. What about spring? Are there particular things that people do in the springtime?
Oh, it's heavy-duty planting season.
Planting season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You start your seeds at the beginning, maybe in a little one of those little portable greenhouses, get the germination happening in the house.
Right.
And then when springtime comes on full-blown, you're ready to go with your little plants. Mm-hmm. So you can, I know my wife is huge and she just, it's like her favorite season for sure. Planting in the springtime. What else can you do in the springtime?
That, you can clean.
There's the spring cleaning. It's just a May Queen getting ready for the spring cleaning.
It's like, it's a time of renewal, I think, you know, with like you're talking about seeds and you're talking about, we talk about cleaning, you know, spring cleaning,
yes.
Getting ready for the new, sort of like the new year.
It is. Actually, the new year should start on the first day of spring, I think.
Yeah,
because
sure.
A lot of people, that's when they start getting healthy and active again. They go running or they'll...
Yeah, because the weather gets nice and you get this sense of renewability.
Renewability. And love is in the air.
There's a lot of things in the air.
Yeah.
My phone is buzzing away and yours is ringing away. There's a lot going on here. I know you're looking forward to getting home because you actually got a new phone, so...
Yes, I do.
Oh, another thing that kind of comes with the seasons are different occasions. That's a whole other show. You know, there's different occasions through the seasons,
such
like
as
Halloween, right around the corner,
mm-hmm.
during autumn,
yep.
Christmas, during the wintertime.
Yes.
Summer, what do you got? July, you have fireworks and stuff like that.
Independence Day
or
Canada Day.
There you go.
I was going to see if you're going to take a, like, what do you mean independent? That's American. But hello to all those people in Detroit listening to the show.
That's right. We're Windsor Detroit Radio. What about spring?
Easter.
Easter. There you go.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people celebrate, even if you're not, I mean, you know, somebody that maybe does not celebrate a Christian holiday or anything like Easter will still go to Walmart or somewhere and pick up chocolate rabbits for, you know,
Easter.
The kids or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a big
sure.
thing
pick up,
everywhere. So
pick up 100 pack of M&Ms for Halloween, too. I love
M&Ms
those.
For Halloween. Are they different?
Well, they do make orange and black ones, yeah.
Oh, M&Ms? Yeah, I've never seen that.
But that's not what I was talking about. I was just talking about the little packs that have like five or six in one of the little mini packs.
Oh, to give them out?
To give them out, yeah.
Right, okay.
Those are good to snack. So you get 100 pack and they last like all year because you just have one after dinner or something.
Right, just don't give them away at Halloween.
Well, then you get two 100 packs.
Oh, there you go.
Depends how many kids you get at your place. Yeah. Some people get hundreds of kids.
Do you get
a
lot of kids out in the county?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Under a dozen for sure. Yeah.
This is just too far apart there. You need an e-bike.
You need an e-bike to go Halloween trick or treat.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Got a quip for us today, Big JD?
Yes, I do. Quotes and Quips. By the way, formerly the Jabber Quote, you can still check out old Jabbercast shows at thejabbercast.com.
That's right. And they were brought to us by Steve and Larry, who are on the corner of Wabash and Strain in beautiful Burbank, California, if you're out in that way.
Yeah.
Going to check out a taping of Price is Right or something.
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, I was going to say, if you're out in the neighborhood checking out an episode of Price is Right, go over to Steve and Larry's.
And the Price is Right's not on anymore, is it?
It isn't?
I don't know, is it?
They got rid of the Price is Right.
I don't know.
Next thing you know, they're going to get rid of Choose a Consequence.
I know Bob Barker was no longer around.
No.
Oh, is he live still? Yeah.
I think Bob's still around.
I would sure miss that tan. And this comes to us from Russell Baker. Do you know who Russell Baker is?
Russell Baker, he is a comedian?
No. You're thinking of Russell Peters.
Yes, I am.
He's funny. He was in Windsor, too.
Yes, he was.
We've been getting some good acts here. And,
I was going to say, did Mac Davis ever come to Windsor?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe to the Elmwood. And Russell Baker says, ah, summer. What power you have to make us suffer and like it. So what does he mean by that exactly? Suffer?
Suffer.
You suffer in the summer?
Well, some people.
Maybe from the heat.
Yeah, some people don't like too much heat.
Right.
So they feel like it's suffering. Like, you know, you go to Georgia or Florida in the summertime. That is uncomfortable. I've never been to, I say Arizona, but that is a dry heat. But you go down to like Louisiana or Georgia and it's just suffering.
Right.
It's insufferable. Suffering.
Ooh, that was very good. The thing about summer is that, yes, it gets very hot at times, but I don't think there's ever a winter when you can't wait for summer to be back.
Yeah, especially around here, winters are lasting forever.
And speaking of being back, we'll be back next Thursday at 8 a.m.
See you then.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.